Dell.
Amen. Yeah, let's give us Pastor Sam a hand of praise. Amen. Welcome. You know, we are moving, I want to say, with God. And God is doing something in this hour. And to be a voice for Him in the hour is a privilege. And God has a purpose for each and every one of us. It's not by accident that you're here today. And there's a purpose. And I want to kind of share something that probably isn't much heard of. But, you know, these things have to be said in order for us to have a clear understanding of what's going on. Why are we coming under attacks? Why does a battle have to occur? Why is there this fight? But then there's eventually a place where there's victory. And we don't have to fight anymore. And this is where God is saying today, cross over. Cross over, and I spoke a message just not too long ago about crossing over this bridge. There's a bridge. And there's this bridge between two sections, I want to say. One, a dark section. And the other section is the light. Cross over to the light. God is saying cross over to the light. Now, when we were born, okay, and it's at no fault of your own. It's not your fault. But when we were born in darkness. It's just the way it is. There's no way of changing it. We were born in darkness. Lost. Left alone. Trying to figure it all out. Some of us had guardians, parents, friends to kind of lean on. Show us, point us, direction on what to do, where to go. But deep down inside, we were still at this place of being lost. And God is saying, you know, it's darkness. You were born in darkness. You're raised in darkness. You're lost. You're confused. Subconsciously, we're lost, we're confused. We don't have any comfort. We're left alone. We have fear. There's worry, uncertainty. Don't know where tomorrow, what's going to happen tomorrow. There's no comfort. And God is saying, when you come to that place of crossing over, you come to the light. And in that light, there's clarity, understanding. Not only is there clarity and understanding, but there's direction, peace, there's joy. There's a place of righteousness where you don't feel that you let anyone down or you're ashamed of anything. There's a place where God is saying, I'll be your comforter. I'll be your guide. I'll be your strength. I'll be your buckler and shield. I'll fight your battles. I'll war for you. And the simplicity of this, of crossing over, and Sam was bringing it earlier about worship, but I want to elaborate on worship because most of us think worship is just singing songs or just, you know, saying hallelujah and things like that. But worshiping God, or crossing over to the light, is really trusting Him with all your heart, soul, and mind. It's coming to a place of having this relationship of just saying, okay, God, what's happening in this situation? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to handle it? This pressure, it's heavy. Why don't you take this pressure off me, Lord? I need some strength. And as you are even confessing this with your heart or mouth, I prefer heart. But some people confess it with their mouth, and that's fine too. But God knows your heart. And when your heart is always out that place crying out, saying, God, I don't really know you, but, you know, I want to know you. I need help. God shows up in a miraculous way. And He begins to start empowering you and giving you this strength to overcome, to comfort your heart, to say, you know what? Everything's going to be all right tomorrow, or everything's going to be all right today. I know within myself, I'm always coming under what Sam was saying, spiritual attacks. And we got to go into battle. But the battle belongs to God. And when we have a relationship with God, He takes that battle and He begins to war for you. Our warring is keeping Him on our heart. You know how hard it is to keep God on your heart, to keep God in the forefront, to walk with Him? You know how difficult it is to walk with God? When troubles are happening, or you know you're running short somehow, whether it's in this area of your life or that area of your life, if you're like me, I'm running short. It seems like every time I turn around, I'm short. And it's like, oh, when am I ever going to have enough to get ahead? And it seems like that in itself is a battle. And then I lean on God. But before that, you're worrying about how short you are. You're always wondering what's going to happen. How am I going to overcome this? How am I going to overcome that? What am I going to do? How am I going to deal with this situation? But when I turn to Him, when I say, God, all right, I need some help here, He shows up. And this is the beauty of it is, He knows that every one of us was born in darkness. It's not held against you. He knows that we were born lost. And He's longing to just have this relationship. He's longing to just be one with us. And that's the beauty. I know with me and my life, I would have said, if I didn't have my encounter, I would say, no way would God want to be with me. I'm just like, I don't deserve Him. I don't deserve God. I've done too much in my life to even think that God would be in my life. Why would God want to deal with someone like me? Why? I don't deserve it. I don't deserve His love. I don't deserve it. I was an unruly person. If anyone knew me, you would understand. I was a kind of an outlaw, you know, but He showed me His love. And now I embrace His love. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not easy to embrace God. It's very hard when things are overwhelming to actually believe that there is something beyond you that is out there that loves you and cares for you, that really will work out your situation. I'm up against something right now. I have some piece of equipment. Can't afford to get it repaired. It broke down. All of a sudden, the thing won't go forward. I'm like, what the heck? It only goes backwards. I'm like, ah, like I need this like a hole in the head right now. And I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? And, you know, I called the service company up. They're like, well, you know, it could be this. It could be anything. We got to look at it. And I'm saying, what? You got to be kidding me. Can't you give me some idea before I even waste my time with you? Nope. So what do I do? Got to trust. God, help me out here. You got to help me out. I don't know what to do. And you know what? He says, walk with me. Oh, hallelujah. Walk with me. As we walk with Him, He makes a way where there is no way. You know, it's like you don't know what's on the other side until you take that first step. And it's like, okay, Lord, I heard You. Walk with me. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know if I walk with Him, He'll make a way where there is no way. He'll make it to where it's not as bad as my mind is trying to tell me. You know, we live in darkness, and the darkness always says it'll never work. The darkness says, you know what? It's too much for you. You can't handle it. You might as well just not do anything. Blah, blah, blah. It just constantly keeps you down. How many people have ever been in that place where things just got so tough and it's like darkness just kind of stops you in your tracks and you can't do nothing? It's like your hands are tied. It's like you just sit there, and then you just sit there and you just kind of wallow in your tears. And I said, Lord, I can't sit there. I can't sit. I need to keep moving forward. If I don't move forward, nothing's going to get done. Nothing's going to happen. I got to move forward. but I can't do it on my own. And he's like, walk with me. Walk with me and watch what I do. Watch the signs. Watch the miracles. Watch the wonders. Because I am a God. That's what he's saying. I am a God of signs and wonders and miracles. I make a way where there is no way. I clear the path. I fight the battles before you. I'm your victory. I'm your overcomer. And this is what I feel like God is saying in this hour right now. He's like, listen, you can't do it on your own. If you do it on your own, then all glory is going to be given to you. But if you do it with me, then your glory will be with me. And I will get all your glory. And this is what God is longing for. This is the worship that Pastor Sam was talking about. This is the glory that God is calling for. You know, each one of you have a piece of him inside of you. And all God wants to see is his glory in you shine. That's all it is. It's not about the prophets. It's not about the doctrine. It's not about the religion. It's all about you and him and shining in him. Having that relationship, because when we do leave this earth, when we do leave this body, because we're all going to leave this body, I left my body, and I saw him. I saw the glory. I saw all of it. I saw more than what I can comprehend or even imagine. But with that, we're going to stand for him. We're going to stand with him. And he's going to look at you and say, you know what? You trusted me. You gave me all that you had. Maybe you had nothing, but you gave me this. Lord, walk with me. Walk with me. And when you give him that, you have given him everything that you can possibly imagine. That's like giving him all the gold of the earth, all the wealth. That's like giving him everything. That's your life. And when you can surrender your life over to him, when you can give him, God, your life, that's the greatest treasure you could possibly offer. Like you're offering, give him you. And he's like, that's what I want. That's what I long for. Now, how many are like me that have a hard time giving it to God? It's hard. It's hard. And every thought that comes in tells you differently. Yeah, okay, God's going to like change my circumstances. And they're lies. And that's what we were born in. We were born in those lies. And they're going to constantly lie to us. But how do we know if they're lies or not unless we do truly walk with God? And then we're going to turn around and say, you know what? That is a lie, because look at what God said. Look what God did. It's not as big as what you think. Now, I'm believing. God has showed me a couple of things. I'm going to go back to this machine. The one that broke down. The one that can only go backwards, not forward. The one that God is saying, walk with me. I know in my heart that it's not as bad as what my mind is telling me. It's not going to cost me as much as what my mind is telling me. And you know what? There's another avenue that the Lord began to show me. I'm in partners, so to say, with someone. And it's like a test. And God is showing me something, saying, lay this out in front of him and see how he handles it. If he says, well, Jim, you know, it's not my problem, it's your piece of equipment. Then I also saw something that I never saw before. He's not 50%. My point is that God does more things with your situation than what we really see. And as we walk with God, he begins to give you wisdom. He begins to allow you to see things that you've never seen before. And a lot of times we see circumstances And we can't see beyond our circumstances. We're focused on just the situation and the moment. But God's love for us is further and beyond that moment. He's also looking out for your future too. And so you learn things through your situation. So I'm kind of excited to see what happens. Before, I was all worried and all like worked up, saying, oh, I can't deal with this right now. But as I began to say, okay, God, I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to trust you. Give me the peace. Heck with it. I'm throwing the cares away. I don't care anymore. I don't care whether it gets fixed or not. That's where my heart started to go. It's like, you know what? You're in control of everything. I'm going to give you everything. So here it goes. I'm giving it to you all. I don't care. Has anyone ever reached that point in their life at all? That they just don't care anymore? In God, that's a good thing. Because you're giving it all to Him. Now, when you reach that place where I don't care, you know, I don't care without God, that might be a bad place because you're saying that you've given up and you lost hope. But when you walk with God and you give it to God and you say, I don't care, that's a good thing. And that's what God is looking for. He's like, if you're going to walk with me, throw all your cares upon me. It's not like throw all your cares away. It's like I'm still concerned. But at the same time, it's not stealing my life anymore. It's not taking it away. So as I began to throw my care to God and say, you know what, God? I'm going to enjoy today. I ended up spending some time with my one girl because it was her birthday. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise because she is now 14, right? Did I get that? Oh, I got that right. I got to enjoy her birthday rather than getting all worked up and worried about this stupid thing that I have no control over. And then with that, also, as I began to walk with God, throwing that care away, He actually started empowering me. I started to be empowered with a greater peace, knowing that everything was going to be okay, that things were going to work out one way or another. And my eyes began to start seeing different things. Like, wow, God, you're using this situation to show me about something else over here. And look, I'm starting to realize something else over here. And God's using other people for blessings because now they can bless and maybe receive blessings back. And it just starts escalating to your good. And this is why it's so important. You know, God is not religion. He's relationship. He loved you the day you even came out of your mother's womb. At that point, He says, I love you. And that's what's so beautiful about God. And the relationship with God. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, before He changed my life, God didn't exist to me. He didn't exist. I heard about Him and everything else. Oh, yeah. If you asked me if I knew God, I'd be like, yes, I know Him. Yeah, I know Him. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's this, you know, guy of holiness. But I didn't know Him. I had no idea who God was. I guess I can say I knew of Him. But now I can say I know Him. Now I can say I know Him because He touched me. He changed my life. He took my mourning and brought it into joy. He handled situations that I can't handle. He delivered me from things that I couldn't be delivered from. He brought me to places and showed me things that I couldn't see or go. And I know now who God is. But that didn't happen overnight. I had to make a commitment in my heart to trust Him. I had to come to a place in my heart to say, God, I can't see you. I hear a lot about you. I hear a lot of testimonies in other people's lives. You haven't done anything for me. I cried out to him. I remember the day I was sick. I wasn't sick with a cold. I wasn't sick with any physical ailment. I was sick. I was sick inside. I wasn't right inside. My heart was hurting. My spirit was dead. I had things, but nothing was making me feel good. I turned to a lot of things, and I won't mention that right now, but they weren't even making me feel good. I was sick. And I felt like I was going to throw up, or I can't describe the feeling, but I felt sick. I had a life. It was tough. I had good times. I partied. I could laugh. But I was sick. Has anyone ever felt that sick feeling? And there's nothing that anybody can do or say. Nothing. It's a deep sickness. Like an illness that you just can't describe. And I knew I needed help. And I couldn't get it from doctors. I couldn't get it from people. I couldn't get it from loved ones. They couldn't comprehend. They were telling me, just shake it off, get over it. And I'm like, you have no clue what's happening inside of me. I feel sick. I started crying out. And I said, God, you real? What's happening to me? I'm not feeling right. I feel like I'm going to die. I don't know. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. And as I began to cry out, next minute you know, he touched me. My life was changed. And now I know who he is. And even then, there's that battle. Like Pastor Sam was saying earlier, there's a battle of always depending and leaning on him. Because it's so hard, especially when you hear it often. And I have knowledge of God, and I'd be going through a hardship, and I'd talk to somebody, and they would be like, brother, just give it to God. And I want to turn around and just rip that guy's face right off, saying, you have no idea. If I could give it to God that easy, I would. But it's a personal relationship, and I had to get to that place of saying, God, I need help again. I need help. I realized in a relationship with God, nobody can help you but the cry of your heart. That's it. That's the only way, is when your heart comes to that place and cries out. And I feel like today, God is saying, cross over that bridge. Come out of the darkness and into the light. The cry of your heart of being set free. The cry of your heart of being delivered. The cry of your heart to change your circumstances. Listen, I don't want to be rich. I don't want to have a lot of things. Because I realize the more things you got, the more headaches you got. I just want to be happy. I just want to have comfort over my head, comfort in my belly. I just want to have a drink, some food, a little shelter, and be happy. That's all I want. I just want to have joy. I want people to love me for who I am. I don't want to have to be someone or something just to earn someone's respect. I just want love. I just want what I feel is deserving. And then when I don't get what is deserving, I want God to say, I deserve you. I got your back. You and me. And you know, God has turned a lot of my situations around. And I have a lot of people in my life that I can count on. The ones that I did have in the past, it was like this. Out of beer, out of here. And I used to live with that motto. Keep the 30 packs coming, because then I got all the friends. As soon as the beer is gone, I don't have any more friends. Where are all the people in my life? Because I don't have nothing to offer them. But now God has changed that circumstance around. He's given a lot in my life now. And so what God is saying in this hour, cross over to the bridge. Cross over to the other side. He's longing for a relationship. We were born in darkness. We were born, and as religion says, we were born in sin. But I don't want to use that term, we were born in sin, because we didn't do anything wrong. We're good people. Everyone is good. How many people understand that? We're all good people. Even bad people are good people because they didn't really mean to do bad. And everybody makes mistakes and everybody falls short, but we're all good. The problem is we were born in darkness. This is what religion says. It says we were born in sin. God doesn't dwell with sinners. But we're born in darkness. And God doesn't dwell in darkness because he's light. And I like to hear it that way. Don't tell me I'm a sinner. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm a good person. How many people understand that one? To try to tell somebody that they're a sinner kind of makes it feel insulting. Come on, don't insult me. I'm actually a good person. I do some really good things. Even when you think I might not be a good person, I'm a good person. My intentions are good. Maybe you took it wrong. But I'm a good person. But you know what? I can understand that I'm born in darkness. Nobody told me. Nobody showed me. Nobody's really there. Think about how many times you've been let down. Think about how many times you were left alone. Think of how many times you were disappointed. I can count. I lost all my fingers counting because there was just too many of them. And these disappointments happen all the time. But when you have that relationship with God, you know, disappointments don't come. You might think you get let down because you don't always get what you want, but he comforts you in a really simple way of realizing that maybe you shouldn't get everything that you want. And though he does turn all things around for the good to those who love him. You know, in this hour, I feel it's very important because the way we're living is changing, and it's changing fast. And it's not going to be like the way we knew it. And some of us might have our heads in the sand and don't really want to see what's about to take. But I heard a prophetic word in worship. And the Lord says that he's about to shake the land. And the land is about to be shaken. And he's going to draw people to hear him and to be his word. And they'll come to hear his word. And they'll find comfort and they'll find refuge. And I believe God is going to be doing something supernatural in those who call upon His name. Those who say, you know what, I heard a lot about God. And I know there are people here that have heard a lot about God and who have been around a lot of places that spoke about God. But God has never been there. My heart cries out. My heart cries out because they were really never shown how to knock on the door. You know, God says, draw unto me and I'll draw unto you. There's a certain way, there's a certain knock that God listens to. Has anyone ever heard that story? Hey, when you come over to my house tonight, knock 3 times. Pause. And then knock another 3 times. I'll know it's you. Has anyone ever heard that before? Has anyone ever heard of a secret knock? Now I know it's you if you give me that certain secret knock. Well, that's the same way as God. There's a secret knock that God hears. You know, I thought I cried out to Him. I thought I did. Has anyone ever heard that saying, you called me with your lips, but your heart was so far from me? I never realized that there is a sound in heaven that comes from our heart. And that sound is what touches God's ears. And the sound we never heard before. I heard it. Remember when I was telling you how sick I was? Not physically, but inner. I was sick. And there was a cry. There was a knock. And God heard it. And you know that knock. Because He heard your knock. I saw it. I see it. Some of us say we knocked, but we knocked with a hard heart. And when our heart is hard, anger, bitterness, maybe with some hatred, if our heart is hard by pointing fingers at everybody else and it's all their fault, they weren't making me sick. I was sick inside, and no one was making me sick. I was sick inside. Anger wasn't knocking right. Bitterness wasn't knocking right. A hard heart was not knocking on God's door right. It wasn't the secret code. Few find it. Many look for it and never find it. And the reason why is because they never changed the way they thought. They kept looking and blaming and they kept having anger and hatred and bitterness. And their hearts were hard. And they just didn't know. They've gone to many places and no one has ever said, your heart was hard. And that's why God never listened. That's why God never opened up those doors. That's why God never heard you. But He heard you many times. And He heard you. And He heard a lot of other people out there. But He didn't hear some of us. And no one said, change the way you're thinking. It's not them. It's not those. It's not the situations out there. It's not that. It's inside. And this is what I think is narrow the road. Narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. When we have that revelation, when we have that understanding that it's inside, and that heart needs to be broken, that heart needs to be soft, broken. It's me. That's the knock on the door. That's the secret knock on God's door. That's the one that he opens. But wide is the road that leads to destruction is that stony heart that wants to point fingers at everything else. If I only had this, it would be different. If I only had that, it would be different. If they were different, if those situations were different, if that was different. And that cry, oh God, help me, is the wide road that leads to destruction that never opens the door for God to do something supernatural in our lives. I want us to know the knock. I know that there are many out there that feel like I did. I know that there are many out there, many that suffer inside, sick. And I know the way now. I know the way. We could put on the smileys. We can lie and say everything is great. We can have the perfect look, the house, the car, the job, the family, or whatever it might be. Or maybe we don't. We just have the smile and everything is okay. And all we're doing is deceiving and lying to ourselves. And it's not bringing eternal life. Now and even afterwards, it's not bringing it. We're being deceived by what we were born in. Darkness. It's a curse that not many come out of. Being born in darkness is a curse that not many of us come out of. Because we have places that are telling us how to have God in our lives. How to find eternal life. And they're deceiving us because they're never showing us the root. They're not telling us the secret knock. They're not allowing us to look within. They're not relating. They're trying to tell you. I used to say it's like trying to tell a junkie how to be free from their junk if they never were a junkie. You never were one, and you don't know what I'm going through. So how could you tell me how to be free? I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. Subconsciously, they know. It's like someone who never drank, and you're trying to tell an alcoholic how to put that drink down. It ain't happening. It just isn't happening. Don't lecture to me because you don't understand what it's like. You don't understand the grip that it has on me. You don't understand. And I understand. We're living in an hour that God is changing things. And don't be surprised if you're the next one that he raises up to begin to speak to those that are in darkness. I want us to bow our heads for a moment. God is knocking on our door today. He's knocking on our door every day. But there's that special knock. It comes with a soft heart. Our situations are not going to change if we don't know the secret knock. And we have the opportune time today, right now, to change the way we're thinking. And be honest with ourselves. I had to come to that place when I realized nothing else worked. And I came to that honest place and said, I am sick. I am sick. Nothing is making me happy anymore. Nothing is bringing me joy anymore. Nothing is changing in my life anymore. And I am sick. Heal me, Lord. Heal me. And I want to say that there's going to be some that are going to say this, I'm sick. But you may not be deep enough in your sickness. Don't give up. Don't start lying to yourself and say it doesn't work. Because there were stages where I thought I cried out to God to help. Until there was that point where I was facing suicide, maybe calling it quits, maybe saying it's not worth it anymore and it's better off being gone. I say, Father, touch them now. Don't let them lose the battle of hope. Don't let them lose. Put a soft, broken, contrite heart in us. Let the lies stop. It's not about our achievements. It's not about our success. It's not about how much money we have. It's not about where we live. It's about our relationship with you. I know that you turn all things around for the good to those who love you. Lord, I ask that your Spirit just begins to pour out on us today. Right now, touch us where we're at. Touch us. Set us free. I'm going to open up the altars for a few. And I know sometimes it's hard when I call somebody out of a seat to come up front for prayer. But know that this is a time that you don't want to miss. I remember when my life was called out. That one touch changed my life. And God wants to speak to you and minister to you. And I see three individuals right here I'd like to call up for prayer. One is Michelle. And one is this gentleman, these two gentlemen right here. You. And this other gentleman right here. You. If you would come up